This is the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous Podcast with iHeartRadio.
Hey, you're not Ashley.
Oh, hello.
Who are you?
Alexis Waters.
I have a new co-host for just this episode of the Almost Famous Podcast. Alexis Waters is in studio right now.
Oh, yeah.
Alexis, we got to jump into it. This is too exciting
for me.
You got to
go. Where do you got to go, Ben?
I have a busy day in front of me. I have to be at E-Access. A ton of stuff today promoting Generous Coffee and some upcoming projects with iHeartRadio. There's just a lot going on.
You're just too cool for us now, Ben.
No, I am here and focused on you, Alexis, for the next, 45 minutes or so. Alexis, to jump into it here.
Okay.
You and I have never met.
Nope. But my dad is a huge fan. Huge.
I never hear this. Please explain this to me.
No, he was the one. He wanted me to go on The Bachelor, I think, for you and not Nick Vile.
So why didn't you? I'm confused.
I think I was under the age. I think I didn't meet the age requirement.
How old are you?
I just turned 25.
So back then you would have been
21.
No.
22.
That was 4 years ago. That was 2 years ago.
Oh, really? Yeah. Wait, no.
It's been a big 2 years.
Yeah.
It's been a huge 2 years.
I just flew in from Dallas. I'm not okay right now.
So you don't live in Los Angeles, or do you?
No, I do. I live in downtown.
Okay. And then I'm from Denver, and I'm out here on a little tour to promote my coffee company and then also iHeartRadio. And so I'm lucky enough. I really am fortunate enough. Unfortunately, Ashley's not here, which is sad because I come all the way out to Los Angeles
and my co-host leaves.
But I replace her with the beautiful, the funny Alexis Waters, who we all know and love. But Alexis, please, if anybody's listening right now and they don't watch The Bachelor, which I don't know why else would you listen to the podcast. But if they don't, how would they know you? Please give us a little of your Bachelor history.
Okay. First night, for my first impression, I showed up in a what I like to call dolphin costume. Wasted. And I got a first impression. No, I didn't get the first impression rose. But yeah, that's what you people would know me as. I literally still go out to this day and everybody says, "Dolphin girl." I don't even have a name. And then people think that I'm Raven all the time. And it's actually embarrassing for my life and soul. Because then once they meet me, they're like, "Oh, you're not Raven." And then they get disappointed.
So you were the dolphin that kind of became this super odd storyline.
Yeah.
Between, are you a dolphin or a shark?
They pushed me to the credits the whole time. Basically, I was the credit girl.
Yeah.
Because I celebrated my boob birthday. I was scared of Nicolas Cage.
Wait, your boob birthday?
Yeah.
What's that mean?
I got a boob job, so I celebrated my boob job birthday on the show with Nick.
No way.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
And we had cake and we sang happy birthday to my boobs. It was pretty fun.
How come and how big?
I wanted to go bigger.
But you did.
I did.
Did the doctor say don't?
Well, I worked out too soon, the first time around, so I messed them up. So they were awkwardly uneven. So then I had to get them done regardless. And then I was might as well go bigger.
So you got them done twice. I just want to get the clarification. Ben, I'm sorry. I know you can't really.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to comment right now.
Yeah, it's probably too soon. Too soon.
So were they, you just didn't like them because they were small?
No, I worked out too soon. So I got
But what about when you were born?
Oh yeah, no, I was really flat.
Okay, so then you
went. I was a small B. I was in flat.
Okay, a B. And then what'd you go to, a C?
Yeah, now I think I'm a D.
Whoa. And they don't bug you?
No, I love them.
Really?
Best decision of my life.
Yeah. And it didn't hurt, or it did?
Yeah, it hurt.
I heard it hurt.
And I'm a big workout girl, so not working out killed me.
Can we move on?
Yeah, sorry.
I mean, we'll come back to it, but sure.
Yeah. Okay, so you celebrate your birthday. You're the dolphin slash... I'm just flustered right now. You're a dolphin slash shark girl. And then did you or did you not find love on The Bachelor?
No, I did not. I found it outside. I mean, I basically found it through The Bachelor because I met him through one of the girls from the show, Rachel.
Okay, so this leads me to my next question.
What's going on in my life?
You are famously now not single. It's the rumor mill that you are in a committed relationship. His name is... Alexis, fill me in.
Tyler Fernandez.
And you met him how?
Through Rachel Lindsay, The Bachelorette.
And tell us a little about him.
He is the total opposite of me. He's the biggest dweeb I know. No, I'm kidding. No, he's really, he's like complete opposite of me, but it like works. Like he's very quiet, like I'm like loud and annoying, and he's just like very ambitious, very sensitive, and I'm not sensitive at all. So, it works.
I mean, is this the real deal? Just in terms of where you're at right now in life, I'm not gonna make you say, "Oh yeah, he's the one."
No, he is the one.
Oh, whoa.
He's the one.
Wow. Whoa.
Yeah, it's long distance too, but we make it work.
So you believe that looking into your future, he will be there.
Yeah.
Why? Like, I mean, not like why, like wow, that's a bet, but like why? Like, how do you know that? I'm so intrigued.
I just know, like, it's so crazy when people say, like, when you know, like, I know. It's, he's just the one, like, he gets along with my family, I get along with his family, like, he's just the one. Like, I'm blushing right now, it's
you
so crazy.
You can't even talk about it. I'm not kidding, like, I'm sitting here looking at you, Alexis, I wish everybody could see this.
I know, and, like, I even getting my makeup done and hair done this morning, like, I kept talking about him, like, the whole time, like, it's really embarrassing.
That's good.
I know. I'm in love, guys. I'm in love. Stop.
Hey, we need a round of applause for Alexis. She found love.
I did it, guys.
I want to know how you deal with it. Do you dirty FaceTime?
Yeah, all the time. Dirty FaceTime, sexed, and then he pays for my flight, so that's always a plus.
Wait, no, you send dirty text?
Yeah.
On the regular text?
Usually at night, yeah.
Oh, but on your regular phone, like you don't worry about the cloud?
Oh, no, don't even get me. I don't know anything about the cloud.
I'll help you out later.
Yeah, help me out later. I don't know anything about the cloud. I should probably know about the cloud.
Wait, there's a such thing as dirty text?
Come on, Ben.
No, it's like reading what, like an erotic novel? Like, how do you get it? Like, what does that do? You read it in your own voice what you think he's trying to tell you?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. Interesting.
And then usually
you've never sent like a dirty text?
Yeah, Ben, you never sent a dirty text.
I mean, I'm not saying I haven't. I just don't know, like, I don't know if that's a thing I could even, like, think back on because it's not a consistent part of a relationship that I knew
if
of.
If you've had a long distance relationship,
it's
hard. Sure is.
Yeah. I mean, but I go to Dallas a lot. I really like Dallas.
Yeah.
So I'm probably going to move there once my lease is up. It's happening, guys. I don't know who I am anymore.
I don't know.
He loves me for me, too. Like, he loves that I'm, like, weird and... like psycho.
How long have you two been together?
We met like previous to Paradise, but I was going on Paradise regardless. Like I was like wild and you know, and then like once I went to Paradise, I met like a Jack Stone and I was like, okay, this isn't going to work out. So Paradise wasn't for me. And then I started talking to him again and then here we are.
This is a consistent theme in the Bachelor world. Alexis, people go on The Bachelor, Bachelorette, or Paradise, or Winter Games, or what?
I'm sorry, Jack Stone. I always pick on him.
He
I'm
doesn't
sorry.
Listen to this. Okay. No, he's fine. Okay. No, he doesn't listen.
but I just want to make sure. Like, I always pick on Jack Stone, and I love you, Jack Stone.
They come on these shows with whatever intention they have behind it. Most of the time, it is to find love or find somebody or excited. But typically, they come off of the shows and enter into very serious relationships. In your opinion, why is that? Like, how do they? Does the shows prepare them maybe for relationships? Did it open up your eyes to maybe what else is out there?
Well, I mean, you talk about love 24/7, and then like you're like but like I didn't know I needed to have my vagina on lock like once I like left the show. So like I was talking to Tyler.
time out. These catchphrases. This is part of that dirty texting world that I don't know.
I'm sorry,
Your
Ben.
Your vagina is on lock.
Did you say that to the producers? Please say
yeah, I did. I always said, I was like, are you kidding me? They're like, oh, I heard you're talking to a boy in Dallas. I'm like, yeah, but I mean, like, I didn't know I'd have my vagina on lock down. Like, what the hell?
Do you come up with this? Is this like a popular, like, is this a popular phrase?
I think I just made it up.
Oh, you made it. You are amazing.
I feel like Alexis is open, so I can ask her things that I wouldn't ask our other guests.
And I'm not going to ask these questions.
Right. These are not for you. How long did you wait with Dallas to, you know?
Kiss.
Oh.
Lay down kiss. Pretty quick, because you knew.
Yeah, I know.
That's fine, girl. I know.
I was really drunk, though, the first night. I don't remember. So it happened the first night.
But it worked out. So wait, how long has it been again? And then I'll let Ben talk to you.
Like 6.5 months.
That's cool. Wow.
I'm so happy.
But he's the one. Like, it's like,
yeah. That's great.
It's a done deal.
What's his last name?
I'm out of the game, ladies and gentlemen.
Will you say, will you reveal his last name?
Yeah, Fernandez. He's Mexican.
Oh, yeah, you said that. So you'll be Alexis Fernandez.
Yeah, I'm going to have Mexican children.
Nice.
I know. We got wild on Cinco de Mayo. I'm sweating, guys.
Oh, this is the best. Oh, I'm so happy you're here. Yeah, so you were celebrating Cinco de Mayo in Dallas. With yeah. with your new boy, yeah. We're all excited for you. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, this is the first day that I've ever met Alexis, and I'm if she has this type of smile on her face all the time, I want to be around her. Like, she is glowing,
guys, and sweating in between my legs
because it's on lock.
No, it wasn't on lock last night. Okay, this is not okay. I'm literally such a like. Okay, who?
I hope you're. Parents aren't listening to this.
Tracy Waters knows who I am.
Is that your mom?
Yeah.
Can we call her?
Yeah.
Okay, Erica, we're going to call Alexis's mom.
As we wait for Alexis's mom to get on the line, I want to have a few announcements for you all out there. Hey, we're 2 weeks away from Becca.
Woohoo! Let's do the damn thing.
We're doing a special show from Vegas next week with a surprise Bachelor announcement live.
So it's two episodes next week. So everybody can tune in Monday and then Thursday.
Yeah, I'm flying in. We're going to have an amazing podcast live from Vegas with some special announcements Tuesday and Thursday. This podcast will be lifting off. And the reason we're doing this now is because we're back in the game again.
Yeah, it's happening.
It's Bachelorette season.
Time.
We're starting up. It's time to get critical. It's time to start critiquing. It's time to start introducing ourselves to the new castmates.
Like Becca's going to be as good as you were. Like, I feel like you're the epitome of like what a bachelor should be. Is epitome the right word?
Epitome.
So let's talk about that. Yeah. So you think Becca, we haven't, Alexis, just to let you know, we haven't had one person that I've met or that we've talked to that have said anything critical or bad about Becca. Everybody is so excited for this season.
I'm
Why
really
are
excited.
You excited?
I feel like she's, I just met Tia too at Coachella, and she was just saying like how she's so genuine. I mean, I just heard like word of mouth that she's like a genuine, cool, down to earth chick. So I'm excited. And she got her heart broken on TV, so like she deserves it.
Definitely. That had to be hard. I mean, coming from this world, what happened to Becca on TV was real and it affected her. But I also think it gave her a pretty good starting spot.
Yeah.
To literally everybody walk with like, no criticism.
Yeah, like
into
everybody
this
like felt for her. So like this is gonna be a good run, I feel like. Did you meet Ari?
I have never met Ari face to face.
But I was rooting for Ari too because Rachel met him and she said he was so cool. So like I was doing recaps and stuff and I was like, so team Ari. And then at the end, I was like, oh.
Well, I think that was everybody's reaction.
Yeah,
and now
no,
we look
course.
At Ari and we're like, hey, you found love. You know, we just found out last week that they bought a house together.
They've been
traveling the world.
Yeah,
I mean,
know.
This is a big deal. So now we celebrate Ari, not maybe because we're like, oh, yeah, you made the
I'm
best decision.
I'm happy for him, though, too.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. He
You've been there.
He kind of dug his own grave at times.
Yeah, no, of course. But I feel like if Lauren's the one, then they should. I'm happy for him.
Before we get Tracy Waters, Alexis Waters' mom on the phone. We're calling up right now. I need to tell everybody about a little something. Alexis, you might be a fan of this. We're just talking about your little activities on Cinco de Mayo. And if you're looking for some new sheets, I got some new sheets for you. Let me tell you about them. Is there anyone listening to this right now that couldn't use more sleep? Seriously, anyone thinking, nope, I get all the sleep I ever need. Thank you very much. I don't need to sleep any longer. I didn't think so. So for spending less time between the sheets, we need to make sure our sleep we're getting is of the highest quality. That's why you should check out Boll & Branch. Everything Boll & Branch makes, from bedding to blankets, is made from 100% pure organic cotton, which means they start out super soft and they get even softer over time. You buy directly from them, so you're essentially paying wholesale prices. Luxury sheets can cost up to $1,000 in the store. But Boll & Branch sheets are only a couple hundred bucks. Boll & Branch uses sustainable and responsible methods of sourcing and manufacturing. They donate a portion of every sale to charity to help fight human trafficking while preserving fair prices for consumers. I want to read this little section to you. This is big to me. Okay, this means a lot to me personally. I think all of you listeners and everybody in studio right now, Boll & Branch uses sustainable and responsible methods of sourcing and manufacturing. They donate a portion of every sale to charity to help fight human trafficking while preserving fair prices for consumers. Those consumers are you. Shipping is free, and you can try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a refund, but I doubt that'll happen. There's no risk and no reason not to give them a try. At least try them. No purpose not to. To get you started right now, get a $50 off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com. Use our promo code ALMOSTFAMOUS. Go to bollandbranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets. That's B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code ALMOSTFAMOUS. BollandBranch.com, promo code ALMOSTFAMOUS. It's worth it. They're great. Sleep well. You need it. We all need it. Alexis, do you like your sleep?
Yes, I love my sleep. There was an earthquake last night, so I didn't sleep.
Did you feel it?
Yes.
You didn't feel it then?
I didn't feel it. I slept right through.
Oh, 4 a.m. Woo,
yeah,
here we
I haven't been home, so I thought my roommates were like messing with me, like, welcome home. But no, it was an earthquake.
It was a 4.6 or a 4.8, which is not huge, but pretty big.
Yeah.
And I always just say to myself, well, if you survive the earthquake, you're good because you survived. Yeah. So then you can just go back to bed.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Good. I went back to because
if something was bad was going to happen, like your roof fell on your head, it would have fallen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, I'm okay.
We survived, guys. We survived.
Yeah. It has to. It's such a weird idea that at any moment this whole earth could start shaking.
It's a bugged out thing.
Is that weird?
So weird.
Alexis, your mom's not answering, which I hope isn't a familiar thing to you. We're going to keep trying her throughout the podcast here to see if we can get her on the line to talk to you.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, we have a new happy mother and father from the Bachelor world online right now. Elizabeth Kitt Brown and Ty Brown, are you out there?
I am here. Can you hear me?
Woohoo!
We got you. Hey, I want to let all of you know right now, Alexis Waters from Nick Vile's season of The Bachelor is in studio co-hosting this with me right now. So this isn't Ashley. This is Alexis.
Hello, guys. I hope you're not disappointed.
Hi. Oh, great. Good deal.
We are so excited to be talking to you today. Honestly, there's a thousand questions that we've been emailed asking about your life and asking you to come on the podcast. You have a ton of fans out there and people that love and support you. And I think the best way to do this, would just be Ty or Elizabeth Kitt. Would you just let us know into your life a little bit? Like, who
are
you?
Yeah, how did you guys meet?
Go ahead, babe.
Oh, boy. This is my favorite story. I do have to tell you, though, I'm going through a dead zone, so I may cut out on you here.
I can do it, then, if you're going through a dead spot.
Ooh, a southern accent. I love a southern accent.
go ahead.
It was, it's funny. You know how this happens, Ben. In fact, I just saw you were in Nashville not too long ago. And, next time you're in this area, you've got to give us a holler because we're 15 minutes from Nashville. But I was here, and Elizabeth obviously was in L.A. at the time and went out there to do an event with a couple of the guys from my season. And just so happened to be that Elizabeth Kitt was there with a couple of her girlfriends, and we met. However, I was dating someone, and she was kind of seeing someone as well, and just didn't work out, but we became friends, and everything, came full circle a few years later at one of the reunions, and we kind of started talking a little bit, and then Elizabeth was getting ready to leave L.A. She said, I'm ready to move on, ready to do something else, and maybe thinking about going back home to Nebraska, and I was like, well, you should come to Nashville. Nashville is kind of a hot town right now. It's a cool place, and you got to come visit. And I saw this on, of all places, on Facebook, where everybody finds out everything. I saw that her status went to single.
Ooh.
And I'm like, huh. And I'm like, well.
You hopped on that bandwagon real quick.
Give her a call. And so she kind of gave me, not really an ultimatum, but I was like, hey, you need to come visit Nashville. You're single now. I'm single now. I was like, I'll never believe it was Valentine's Day.
Did you change your Facebook status to the single?
Mine was single, but obviously I was the one that saw that when she changed it, because it was only changed like a day or two before I gave her a call.
Oh.
And she was like, hey, well, I'll come see you. Just buy me a ticket to come out there. And I was like, done. Okay. So she came out, spent 4 or 5 days. I honestly, you know, fell in love with her the time. I knew her that well. We had talked. We were friends. And just her being out here that weekend was enough for me. And I was like, look, I was like, if you're thinking about going somewhere, this Nashville would be an option for you. Uh-huh. 3 months later, she talked about moving out. She did. She brought all of her stuff with her. 6 months later, we were engaged.
When you know, you know.
6 months after that, we were married.
Oh. That's amazing.
Crazy, huh?
That's insane.
How long have you been married for now?
We were married as of this year, 4 years, as of March.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay.
Time flies when you're having fun.
That's right. So a little bit of background here. Elizabeth Kitt was on, and I don't know if she can hear me right now, or not. If she can, she can answer this. If not, then Ty, you can take it away.
Yeah.
You're both on which seasons of The Bachelorette and Bachelor?
She was on Jake Kalkavelkia's season.
Is that how you say his last name?
Yeah, how do you say it?
I like how you said that. I think it's Pavelka, right?
Pavelka? Yeah, the pilot. Yeah. I think everybody knows him as the pilot.
Yeah, the pilot.
Yeah, she was on his season, and that is actually where my bachelorette came from, Allie. So I was on Allie's season, the very next season. So, yeah, there's some history there, being that Elizabeth was on the season with Allie Fedotowsky, and then Allie became the Bachelorette, and that's the season that I was on.
We were just commenting here, Alexis and I were in studio before we called you up. You are both a very handsome couple.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it is, we're looking at your picture and it's stunning. I recommend anybody out there just Googling.
Yeah.
Elizabeth Kitt Brown and Ty Brown. You guys
are hot.
You're hot. Yeah, you guys are hot.
Well, I appreciate it, and thank you so much. I know my wife is hot, that's for sure. I definitely will kudos that comment.
So is your Facebook status changed, by the way? Are you guys married on Facebook now?
Oh, of course.
Okay,
absolutely.
It's a big deal these days, your social media stuff and your status, right?
Oh, yeah.
Alexis, we were just talking about your relationship earlier. Is your status changed?
I don't have a Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, that social media is the way of the world right now. That's how we find out 90% of our news of what's going on.
I would agree.
That is true.
I would agree. So Elizabeth Kitt is back with us right now. We've just got word that she is back in the clear zone. Moving in. We were just talking about how attractive of a couple you are. We were looking at your pictures. I believe that's in Us. Is it Us Weekly? And
yes.
I mean, what an amazing story. And one of the best things about this podcast, in my opinion, is that we try to share and highlight stories that are relatable, that not always are easy to hear, but that there's a victory in the grief and victory in the pain. And you guys are celebrating something right now that I would love for you to tell all of our listeners about.
Well, we have a 12-day-old baby girl.
Woo!
Babies!
She's our little angel, and we have been working on getting pregnant, gosh, ever since we got married, actually. We kind of had a whirlwind dating experience and kind of got engaged quickly and got married quick, and we knew right away we wanted to start a family. And I remember thinking, you know, we were trying on our wedding night, and I'm thinking, people are going to think that we just rushed to get married because we got pregnant. But it didn't happen like that. We didn't get pregnant, and we did all kinds of tests and couldn't find out, or nothing was showing any reason why we couldn't get pregnant on our own. But we ended up going through fertility and going through IVF, and we had one miscarriage, and we were down to our final embryo, Miss Blakely. She was frozen for a year before we did the embryo transfer with her and got pregnant, and actually found out we were pregnant on the day of the solar solar eclipse in August. So that was a lot of fun, and she's been doing great so far. So we're just really blessed.
What? I mean, I think I would be mistaken, and Alexis and I would love to hear. I mean, those 4 years leading up to this recent celebration of birth, there's a lot of people out there listening, and I guarantee you, once you share your story, we're going to get a lot of emails. And for anybody wanting to email us, feel free to email us at benandashley@iheartmedia.com. What would be your advice to people, couples, going through that time period where it just feels, I'm assuming, difficult and confusing?
Right.
Yeah. It really is. And I don't know that we kind of knew exactly what we were getting into. Ty, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think we just started, you know, pursuing the path of IVF, and here we are, a newly married couple as well. So that in and of itself is kind of hard. And I think the whole process just really brought us together and made our relationship stronger. And, you know, we learned a lot along the way. I think the advice I would give is just to try to maintain the hope, and, you know, a lot of prayer.
So what does it feel like now, the past 12 days? Your little family.
All worth it 100 times over. I mean, yeah. Definitely worth it. But as Elizabeth's saying, for sure, you never know what you're getting into. You never know what the struggle is going to be. Or we didn't have any issues, so they tell us. You know, through doctor-wise, everything was fine, but yet we couldn't get what we wanted. So we knew what we wanted. We knew what the end result we wanted. We know what we wanted. And the path there, we had no clue on what we were doing. But I can tell you, patience, it took tons of patience. My wife has a needle phobia. And and for those that don't know what IVF is and don't know what the process is, there are lots and lots of needles. And there's drugs and stuff that she had to take. That, I mean, she sacrificed a ton for us to be where we're at right now. So
it's a blessing.
That can't be mistaken. I mean, that's a lot of sacrifice on both of our parts, but especially on hers, because not the process of egg retrieval and everything else, which is probably getting a little bit too much than y'all really want to know.
But no, trust me, we started out this podcast speaking a lot.
It's very stressful on a woman, and it's stressful when it happens naturally, but try jacking them up and making them 10 times what they are naturally, and then trying to get your mind wrapped around that. It is very, very trying on a relationship. There's so many things that can happen, and you just really just have to stay grounded, talk to each other, make sure everything is going, you know, the way it needs to be. And there were times Elizabeth had to keep me in check and had to remind me of, you know, what we're going through. And you know, we take so much for granted when things happen easy. But after this process, I mean, I know what people have to go through and what mom and dads are willing to go through to have a family. And that is, that's kind of what we know now. And we've done everything that you can do on this, from this standpoint of the process. And now it's the fun part. And then that's being mom and dad. And we're excited. And it's, you know, thank goodness our baby has been really good at this point. And Elizabeth, again, is sacrificing. She's at home right now. And I'm trying to work a little bit, but I was supposed to be gone for 2 days, and that's not happening. I'm already headed back home because I miss her so much.
That happens.
That's just the way it goes. And, you know, we're excited about where we're going, but it definitely was a tough path getting here.
I have zero doubt. And I want to tell you both, on behalf of the Almost Famous podcast, Alexis, Ashley, who is not with us today, myself, and iHeart Radio, congratulations. You two are a success story in all sense of the term. We appreciate you for coming on the podcast. Another successful bachelor couple that Woo-hoo! Didn't meet on The Bachelor.
Absolutely.
Congratulations, y'all.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining the Almost
Famous
podcast
welcome.
Today and sharing
next
the story.
Time you're in Nashville, you got to come out now.
I got you.
Elizabeth, by the way, you're hot.
Oh, thank you. So are you.
All right. See y'all. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, guys.
I mean, over and over and over again, Alexis, we continue to be introduced to couples who have met on The Bachelor or outside of The Bachelor. There are success stories everywhere. I'm telling you, this franchise is bringing love together, and I'm going to bring somebody that I love very much onto the podcast that you may know. Ashley Iaconetti, are you out there?
Hello, Ben. I'm out here.
Hey, Ashley. Ashley, you're not in studio with us today, and I want to know why. I traveled all the way to L.A. to see you, and you leave me.
Well, it's just really annoying timing. So unfortunate. You came the day after I left, but I was actually in New York primarily for an iHeart thing, an event. I did an interview with Barbara Corcoran from Shark Tank, and it was in honor of her podcast premiere, which is today. She actually has a very unique podcast because they're only 5 minutes long each week. And it was funny because during our conversation, she said, I can only hope to capture people's, interest for 5 minutes. And I'm like, oh, wow. Well, Ben and I waste like an hour and 20 minutes of people's time. And she's doing 5 minutes, so she's not wasting people's time.
No, she's going to crush that. Ashley, I'm with you. I think that when you said that, my first thought went to, hey, We're captivating an hour. Maybe we should start giving ourselves some more credit, Ashley.
Well, that's what I was thinking. People keep coming back for the hour and 20 minutes. So that's a good sign for us, especially if this billionaire from Shark Tank, who has a zillion successful businesses, thinks that she can only command 5 minutes, then what the heck are we doing?
Well, there's something,
well,
Ashley.
We're doing the right. That's what we're doing.
That's exactly right.
That she has some competition because we are the number one podcast with iHeart.
Okay.
And she now she's got to see if she can beat us.
Yeah, I'm not going down. We are not going down easy. We're going to fight for that number one position forever and ever and ever. Ashley, there is one thing that keeps coming back to the podcast and making this podcast happen. And we wouldn't be doing our jobs if we didn't tell everybody out there about it. Let's tell everybody about BioClarity. How about it?
Let's do it. You guys know BioClarity. It's all natural. There's no harsh ingredients. It's got this stuff called Floralux in it, which is actually derived from the green stuff in plants, and it calms and soothes your skin. So it's going to get rid of all that redness and irritation and, of course, the acne that nobody wants.
Nobody wants it. And for everybody out there listening, the skincare routine is easy. It's simple, but it has the maximum effects. What you do is you cleanse, treat, restore. Clinically proven to fight acne, soothe skin, reduce pore size, minimize redness, and even out skin tone. It's best for that oily combination of blemish-prone skin. Ashley, you've talked often about how oily your skin is, and you like it because it's going to make you look younger, longer. I think that's what you say there. And if I said that wrong, I apologize. I don't mean to offend you. You have beautiful skin, Ashley. It's terrific in all sorts of ways.
Exactly. That's like a key thing. Us people who have oily skin, we are probably more breakout prone, but also our skin, like, scientifically looks better as we get older. But BioClarity is good because it's for all skin types, whether you're sensitive, you're not sensitive, you're acne prone, or you're not. And there's two separate lines. There's one if you're a little bit more acne prone, and then one if you just want to maintain clear, healthy, beautiful, glowing skin. And then they also have this amazing moisturizer that you can use in conjunction with the routines or on itself alone.
So as Ashley was mentioning, the clear skin routine is best for oily, acne-prone skin. Then the essentials routine, which has the cleanse, restore, hydrate method to it. It's best for normal, dry, and dehydrated skin. Soften skin with Hydrate, a lightweight, breathable moisturizer, helps minimize redness, reduce pore size, and even out skin tone. BioClarity products are loaded with nourishing plants, extracts, and as Ashley mentioned, Floralux. Floralux, a clever form of chlorophyll, is proven for soothing away blemishes. This BioClarity product It's like green juice for your face. I had green juice yesterday. I've never felt better. I ran 5 miles last night. I was so fast, too. It was ridiculous.
5 miles.
It was awesome. Detox and rebalance with BioClarity. BioClarity is delivered straight to you and is easy to use. Three-step skincare routine that's 100% vegan plus cruelty and gluten-free. Alexis and Ashley, please, Ashley, take it away. Tell them what our listeners are going to get today.
Our listeners are going to get their first month for only $9.95, and they're going to be amongst all the other fans out there who have thanked us for clearing up their skin for just $9.95 a month, plus free shipping. It's a $20 savings that comes with a 100% risk-free money-back guarantee, but you need to enter our code, which is FAMOUS. Again, that is bioclarity.com, and enter our code FAMOUS.
And once again, it is BioClarity.com and enter the code FAMOUS. FAMOUS.
Yes.
Alexis is bringing heat today, Ashley. We miss you so much.
That was so embarrassing for my life and soul.
We wish you were in here. I wish you were in here. But I'm going to be seeing you soon, as we announced at the beginning of this podcast. I'm going to be seeing you for a live episode of the Almost Famous podcast with iHeartRadio in Las Vegas this next week.
Congratulations, guys.
That's going to be awesome.
Oh,
are we allowed to say what it's about?
No, we cannot say what it's about. It's a surprise.
Surprise.
Ashley, thanks for joining us today. You're the best. We love you. We miss you, but yeah, we will be seeing you very soon.
Bye, guys. Bye.
Bye. I couldn't hear one thing she said.
Not at all. That happens sometimes.
Yeah.
But one of the best things that's happened to us in the last couple months is that we're eating pizza throughout this podcast today. The reason we're doing that is because of JetBlue Pizza. Now, listen to me for a second. This is a crazy, awesome concept, and they're supporting us on this podcast, so start supporting them. As New York's hometown airline, JetBlue knows no one does pizza like New York. Alexis, would you agree?
Agreed.
That is why we're flying an iconic taste of our home, authentic New York pizza, across the country to Los Angeles. In the first ever coast-to-coast pizza delivery by airline, JetBlue announces pie in the sky. We've got beautiful hats to prove it. A limited-time program where JetBlue will fly authentic New York pizza from renowned Patsy Pizzeria of East Harlem across the U.S. to select Los Angeles residents. For more information, customers can visit www.jetblue.pizza. From May 9th through May 11th, JetBlue will satisfy cross-country cravings with a limited quantity of 350 New York pizzas available for purchase each of the 3 days. More than 1,000 pizzas in total. Alexis, one word to describe how excited you are about JetBlue Pizza.
I had three pieces already.
That's more than one. And it was good.
And it was good.
www.jetblue.pizza. Somebody that we hope to hear from.
Tracy Waters.
Tracy Waters, are you out there yet? Have we found Tracy Waters?
No, let's do Marique now.
Yeah, let's do Marique.
And then we'll try one more time.
But we're going to keep trying Tracy Waters. And if we don't get her on this podcast.
I tested that bitch. She didn't answer.
Somebody we hope to hear from on this podcast is Tracy Waters, but also Marique Matias, who is somebody that at the beginning of this last season, Ari's season of The Bachelor, I said, this girl is gorgeous. I mean, stunning.
I thought she was going to be The Bachelorette.
Stunning. Absolutely stunning. Marique, thanks for joining us today. Are you out there?
Hi.
Hello.
How are you guys?
Did you hear what we were just talking about, how we thought you were so gorgeous and I thought you were going to be The Bachelorette?
Oh my God. I didn't hear that, but thank you. It's very sweet of you.
It's really, she's not lying. I don't know if you listen to this podcast at all. If you don't, you should.
Tell all your friends.
You can download the iHeartRadio app. Marique, at the beginning of Ari's season, within the first two episodes, I remember sitting in this studio, we're running through our favorites, and I said, this Marique girl.
First of all, this is the best headshot I've ever seen in Bachelor history.
It's unbelievable.
It's like unreal. It's not fair. I look like a man with a mustache in mine, so this is like not okay.
You guys are my new best friends. Wow, thank you.
No, I think it's the blue backgrounds though that they got rid of, and now these are the gray ones. Really did did justice. But regardless, you look beautiful.
I was gonna say, like, I don't care what the background was. Like,
okay, the blue was not my color, Ben. did not do well
blue
for me.
Blue is actually my lucky color, so maybe I should have had a blue background.
Marique, you're not losing right now in this podcast. You have a lot of fans here. Marique, where do you live today?
So I live in Utah.
Wow. What does one do in Utah?
Well, it's actually a very active state, which you guys saw on the wilderness state that I am not that active. But we do, I mean, we have a lot of stuff. Like in the winter, there's a lot of skiing, snowboarding. There's actually a lot of really good hikes, which I actually do sometimes. What else? I mean, I don't know. It's kind of like a small, big city. So there is stuff to do. There's good restaurants and bars and stuff like that. We have a few good theaters. So plays and stuff come through. But I mean, it's not like LA or New York where there's like something to do every single night.
I'm down for Utah. I'm down to go.
I mean, a lot of my friends like from the show have come, like Cien, Ashley, Becca were here, and yeah, they liked it. So
you're down to move anywhere that Tyler's at, Alexis.
Okay, relax, Ben. Relax.
A little excited about Tyler today.
I know. Stop. Don't make me blush. It's really embarrassing. I'm not looking at you.
Marique, we just found out that Alexis is now dating the love of her life.
Yeah.
I found the one.
Are you dating anybody?
Yeah, what's going on down under?
You guys are jumping right into it. I mean, when I came home, I dated casually, but I haven't, found the love of my life yet. So
will we be seeing you on Bachelor in Paradise?
Oh, good question.
I'm not doing it this season, actually.
How do we know that you're not lying to us?
Well, I mean, I guess you'll find out soon, but I mean, I've kind of been saying since the end of The Bachelor, I was not sure about doing Paradise.
You have a rocking bod. We would love to see that on Paradise. I think I'm a creep. I think I'm a creep.
No, I love it. I need this every day.
Marique, outside of all other factors, I would love to see you on Paradise. It'd be really nice to see you fall in love on a show that has, brought a lot of couples together. I'm now flustered because...
I'm sorry, I did to him.
Okay. Refocus here, Marie. Life today for you, what does it look like? How has it changed since The Bachelor?
I mean, I kind of came home and went back to my normal life. I mean, I've modeled since I was 15 and I'm 28 now. So I went back to modeling. The thing that I really have been liking post-show is the fact that I'm able to reach more people and just kind of got this network of friends and people that are like-minded through the show. And of course, the friendships I made on the show. So, of course, now I have these new friends, but it's weird because, I mean, I'm sure you guys know this, it's weird because you don't know these people for that long, but then you guys are just super close.
Yeah. I see all the girls still to this day. I'm over it. But at this point, honestly, but
wait, sorry, what was that?
Wait, Alexis is, I that's a great comment. We need to,
no, I'm kidding. I said, Marique, I understand completely when you're talking about the friendships that you make from the show. I'm sick of my friends by now at this point, honestly. But I'm totally kidding.
And the thing is, I live in Utah, so I don't get to see, I see Mikel a lot because we live 20 minutes away from each other, but I don't get to see everyone else as often. So I'm not sick of them yet, but yes, I mean, that's really
you will be.
I
mean, no, I'm kidding.
Not a lot has changed, but I mean, I do. Yeah. I love having people that I can talk to that are like-minded and, went through the same stuff as me.
I mean, this is something I've always wondered. You made it pretty far on our season, correct? I mean, you were there for how many weeks?
I think it was 5 or 6 weeks.
Okay. So now if you're there 5 or 6 weeks, do people stop you and recognize you on the street?
Yeah. Yeah. And I love that. I love meeting new people and that's kind of what I was meaning. When I can reach people, it's
you
fun.
Also have a restaurant with your mom, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you still do that? Are you really close with your mom?
Yeah. I mean, she was on my intro video on,
cause I'm having a tiff with my mom right now. Just wanted to let you know.
I have tips with my mom constantly. I mean, working together is like, and her.
Oh my God, I could only imagine. I moved across the country from my mom and I'm still sick of her. Sorry, Tracy Waters. I love you.
Oh, I wish we could get Tracy Waters on this podcast. Marik, for you in your life today, what are your hopes now? I mean, you're not doing Paradise. Will you ever do a Bachelor franchise show again? And if not, then what is next?
And why not?
Why not?
I mean, yeah, I never say never, so I'm open to it. It's just that, like, I don't know. I'm kind of, I mean, I said this, you know, on the show, like, I kind of just like guys to, like, tell me that they like me. I just want to know. Like, I don't want there to be
you
any, like.
Straightforward. Maybe you should move to Jersey. They tell you how it is.
I grew up in Jersey, actually.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Where?
In Central Jersey.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm like, I'm right by. Oh, yeah. No, I know where that is. It's crazy. Yeah. That is, yeah. Ben keeps showing me my, like, picture from The Bachelor. It's the ugliest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, we're looking at yours. And,
and it's like, we're looking at mine and then yours, and it's just not fair.
Marik, oh, you God, are whatever. A stunning, stunning human person being. From a lot, for a lot of different reasons. Marik, thanks for joining the Almost Famous podcast today. You have been awesome. We appreciate you. And honestly, if I'm ever in Utah.
Me too.
I'll hit you up. We'll stop by.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Okay, well, thank you so much, guys.
Jersey girls for life.
For life.
Thanks, Marik.
I'm so
bye.
Following Marik's little conversation there, I mean, she is absolutely stunning.
Yeah, it's really pretty.
And Alexis, we have somebody here that has been helping out the podcast for a while. We love them. We believe in them. They've been an amazing partner to us. Alexis, can you tell us a little bit about Latote?
This is why I love Latote, because it's a box of fashion delivered right to your door, and you always have something new to wear. You can rent up to $300 worth of clothing from designer brands like BCBG Max, Nike, Rebecca McCoff, for as low as $59 a month. Now you can dress like you've always wanted for a fraction of the cost, and you can say goodbye to the mall. I hate the mall anyway.
Why? Okay.
I hate them all. It gives me social anxiety.
Really?
Yeah.
So Latote's the answer for you?
Yeah, Latote, this is for me.
This was made for the Alexis Waters of the world.
I hate them all. It gives me so, like, I hate it. I sweat, like, how I am right now. I sweat in the mall. I hate shopping. Like, it's just not for me. So go to Latote.com. That's Latote, LETOTE.com to get started. Enter promo code ALMOSTFAMOUS at checkout to get 50% off your first month. From there, you'll get completely customized tote within days. Wear it all when you're done. Return the rest in the mail. They'll start preparing your next tote immediately. Again, that's Latote.com. Enter your code ALMOSTFAMOUS and you'll always have something new to wear.
I mean, that's you said it best. Alexis Waters with the paper drop. That is completely true. You get social anxiety at the mall. Latote shows up to your door. It was made for people like you that are either busy or don't want to get out the house, or the mall's just confusing.
Lazy.
Latote is the answer for so many people out there. Speaking of answers, we got her.
No way.
The famous Tracy Waters. Are you out there?
Yes. How you doing?
So good, Tracy. We're going to dive right into it here. How proud are you, okay, are you of Alexis?
Oh my God, I'm so proud of my baby. She's doing so well.
She is. And doing it with, like, glam and grace and looking beautiful the whole time. We were so excited to get you on the line.
Yeah, we tried you for hours, you little bitch. What happened?
I was working.
Okay. Shout out the Almost Famous podcast.
Tracy, Alexis has a really important question for you.
What do you think of Tyler Fernandez?
Yeah.
Oh, I love him. He's such a nice guy. He's a real Southern. I love him.
He's a Southern boy with that Southern charm that got me.
Was he the type of guy that you dreamed of for Alexis since she was a little baby?
I did. I'd be honest with you. Like, I didn't expect him to come.
Because I always dated the Jersey assholes, and then I finally found a nice guy. I did. I'm going to shout him out, too.
Tracy Waters, yes. Do you think they're going to get married?
I do. I've never seen her so happy. And she's young. Yes, she's only 25, but I never seen her, like, you know.
Do you want some grandbaby Fernandez's? around?
I watched them on Mexican Baby.
Both my sisters are due on Saturday.
Oh my God.
It's like, yeah, babies are popping out all over. First.
Here we got two coming this week.
Yeah. Well, Tracy Waters, thank you for coming. I love you so much. I'll call you when I'm done.
Hey, Tracy, we love you.
We love you.
Take care, you guys.
You're on the radio.
Have fun.
Love you, Tracy. Alexis, you've heard about it. I hear about it. I love it. I support it, not only personally, but they also support the podcast, which makes me even happier. FabFitFun. You know who gets a FabFitFun box delivered right to their home? Khloe Kardashian, Bethany Frankel, Martina McBride, Ashley Tisdale, Ashley Simpson, Nikki Reed, Aisha Curry, Ashley Iaconetti, Alexis Waters. You need to add your name to list. Most of the country is wondering if spring will ever get here, but don't worry. The Spring FabFitFun box is available now to warm you up. So get it now before they sell out. Here are some of the contents in this year's Spring Box. Rachel Pally Reversible Clutch. Free People Understated Leather Eye Mask. Anderson Lily Candle. Ish Lip Palette. Physique 57 Massage Roller. Oh, I love that massage roller. Check out FabFitFun.com and use the code ALMOSTFAMOUS. So you can save $10 off your first box, making it only $39.99. That's how much I spent for gas on the way here. Again, that's FabFitFun.com and use the code ALMOSTFAMOUS. Alexis, everybody listening, everybody in the studio, I'm telling this from the bottom of my heart. You deserve to treat yourselves. So go to FabFitFun.com, promo code ALMOSTFAMOUS. It's worth it. Do it now.
Woohoo!
Hey, in honor of my wonderful, beautiful co-host for the day, who has sacrificed her time to come into studio here in Los Angeles, California, speak with her mother, with a beautiful couple who recently had a baby that met from the Bachelor franchise, from Marique, who literally has the best headshot from the Bachelor franchise ever. Alexis Waters, I want to pass off a segment that means a lot to me, I care a ton about. We call it Ben Bitches, but today, you Jersey girl, we're going to call it Alexis Bitches. Alexis, take it away.
This is Alexis Bitches about flying on planes. First of all, don't talk to me. If you see me, say hi, whatever. I'm not talking that I'm a bachelor girl. Just in general, I don't like to talk on an airplane because then, if you sit down and you start a conversation, then you have to talk the whole time. And it's I don't want to do that. Nor do I really care about, how are you? No, I don't really care. I just want to go to sleep, honestly. Also, I'm always in the middle seat. And I don't trust people that stand in line while, they're waiting to get on the plane. You know those people? I just wait until the, final second and then I get on. But, yeah, no, don't talk to me if you see me on a plane. I don't want to talk. I just want to go to sleep. One guy I sat down once and was like, oh, that's the best collection of snacks I've ever seen. And I'm like, what do I even say to I asked him if he wanted some and then he didn't. And it was just awkward. And then we had this awkward silence the whole time. I just talking on planes is a no-no for me. Alexis Bitches, drop mic.
Alexis, I'm glad you got that off your chest. I hope you feel better. Thank you, everybody, for listening. With that, this has been the Almost Famous Podcast on iHeartRadio. Please email us at BenandAshley@iHeartRadio.com. I've been Ben.
This is Alexis Waters.
In replace of Ashley Iaconetti, we'll talk to you soon. Two episodes next week.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous Podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.